JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, we turn the spotlight on Burnt Savannah Primary School as they celebrate 100 years of commitment to education. And stay tuned for our glimpses of Jamaica. Stay with us. The Burnt Savannah Primary School, formerly the Burnt Savannah All-Age School in St. Elizabeth, has accomplished the enviable achievement of shaping young minds for 100 years. Principal and past student of the school, Emily Smith, shares with us the key strength in the success of the institution.
The greatest strength of this institution is its teachers. The teachers are very dedicated. Teachers will hear the bell in the evenings, and they will still be teaching because they must get this child to learn this concept.
Mrs. Smith says the school has developed unique measures to enhance the teaching and learning process.
We find that it is harder for the students and also for the teachers to have different levels in the classroom, in the one classroom, because you would have like children who are reading at grade 9, even in grade 2. And you have children who are reading at grade 1, those who are reading at pre-primer. So we couldn't mix them. So we do ability grouping.
The school has been reaping the benefits of their hard work and dedicated service as students over the years have been recipients of academic scholarships and have also won top prizes in various competitions over the years. Though the school currently has a shortage of classroom space and furniture, Mrs. Smith says the administration continues to do its best for the students.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
It is the hope that by 2030, each Jamaican will be living in a well-constructed dwelling that is safe and affordable, with proper water supply, sewage disposal, and solid waste collection. Communities across the island will be planned and designed with adequate social amenities and green spaces. This is all part of efforts to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
Jamaica was not Jamaica like now. We'd have happy time. It was happy time going to school. Even though it's in the country, we have happy time. We never wear shoes go to school though. We never wear shoes. We go to church because I grew up in church. I'm from the parish of St. Elizabeth. My name is Ferline Baker.
Just to remind you that you too can share your views with us by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359-024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.